So I got a rental car today. I pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm in Chesterfield. And, you know, it's Enterprise, so they pick me up.
Yeah.
And the kid who picks me up, I say, hey, I'm going to Illinois to watch football practice. And he's like, oh, Nate Eckert.
So
really?
Yeah, so I guess he went to Eureka.
Okay, yeah.
I think he's friends with your younger brother or something.
That would make sense, yeah.
Something like that.
There all the time.
So just so you know, in Chesterfield, Missouri, there are fans of you.
Yeah. And well, my family just moved to Lake St. Louis. So
oh, really?
Right there now, too.
Okay.
So who knows, you know?
There you go. Okay, so 8 scholarship seniors. I mean, there's a couple walk-ons and such, right? Is that weird? I mean, like, team meetings, everything else? I mean, you're one of 8 guys. Like,
yeah.
You know, is that a little odd now?
I mean, yeah, in a way, yeah, because we came in with, I mean, a huge class. A bunch of guys that I came with,
right.
Came in with are done now.
Right.
But, I mean, I kind of like, you know, smaller leadership, you know, so guys, uh-huh. They know, like, who the leaders are. You know, there's 8 of us, so it's,
yeah.
You know, we're a tight group and everything, and I'm looking forward to it.
I was going to ask you that, like, yeah. Leadership-wise, I mean, you know, usually, you know, there's like, you know, last year there were 24 seniors, so
right.
There's kind
yeah.
of this hierarchy of these guys are the leaders and these yeah. are kept, now, you know, from 24 to 8,
right.
So, you know, I guess going through spring ball is going to be a little different.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely is, but
yeah.
we're going to make it work.
Yeah,
mean,
yeah, yeah.
Like I said, I'm excited.
Yeah, so, tell me, you know, so... In the 5 years, I watched you, let's see, you went linebacker. You were Leo for a while, right?
Yeah, right.
Back to linebacker, tight end, fullback. Finally now just, like, set with a position.
Right.
So are you happy with that? Like, is it good to, you know. Is this the first time you'll go into the next year at the same spot?
With no, like, switches in between. I mean,
right.
Because last year at this time, I was a linebacker.
Yes.
So, but before that, I was fullback. So, I went back to linebacker just for the spring.
Yes.
And then I was fullback for the summer. So, yeah, I think, unless it was, no, this would be the first time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking freshman year, I went linebacker. But then that next spring or something, I think I went Leo.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, linebacker, Leo, linebacker, fullback, tight end, linebacker, fullback.
You got it, yeah.
All in 5 years. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know, senior year, what are you looking forward to? Like, you know, same offense now for the second year in a row, you know.
I mean, I'm excited because I feel like I understand the offense a lot more, and I really think that's going to help me develop as a player,
sure.
Help me on the field as well as the guys around me. Because now, you know, I can help the guys under me. Like, I know what the O-line's doing on certain plays, uh-huh. And all this stuff, and I really feel like since it makes me more experienced, it's going to help us as a team in general. Because I think a lot of guys are in the same boat. Like, they're understanding the offense and everything, and so they're harping on, you know, the knowledge of the game.
Sure.
And I think it's really going to make us a lot better.
Good. Now, you're older. Did you have an older brother who walked on? Was he at Mizzou?
Yes.
Is that where he
was? Yes.
So was this, like, I'm just always curious about that. Like, you and I talked before about how, you know, you could have gone to, you know, here. You had a scholarship offer from there, but you wanted to play Big Ten
right.
football and this and that.
Yeah.
Your brother did the same thing, right? Walked
yes.
on to Mizzou instead
right.
of maybe going somewhere else. What's the thought process there? Like, is it a family thing? Like, hey, take your shot if you
I
can go after it?
Part of it was, you know, I couldn't let my older brother show me up.
Right,
you know?
Right.
He went big time, and
uh-huh.
So I was like, well, I don't want to go to a smaller school. Like, I want to give it a shot. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And, you know, he made it. And so that actually gave me some belief. I was like, you know what, I can do this too. Like, because,
uh-huh.
I mean, we have a similar work ethic. And I don't know if you know, he actually after he graduated last year, he was with the Seahawks for fall camp.
Uh-huh.
And then he got cut after the second.
Yeah.
The second cuts. But
yeah.
He played in all 4 preseason games. So
that's pretty
gives
great.
Me some determination.
That's pretty
you
great.
Know, like,
yeah.
Being his little brother and everything, I can't get beat out. By.
Right, right, right. So the other question, was your coach, high school coach the guy who went to Kirkwood?
Right, yes, it was.
That's a big deal, right?
I mean,
goes to Kirkwood and wins a state title. Like,
I actually texted him and said congrats. I mean, I'm very happy for him.
Yeah.
He's a great guy, very knowledgeable coach, everything. And
yeah.
This is about time he won himself.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going to talk a little St. Louis football. All right, Nate, I appreciate it.